Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into, well, a fascinating category of authors you might call thinker writers. Yeah, these aren't, you know, your average storytellers. We're talking about writers who really weave history, philosophy, societal critique right into their narratives.
Exactly. They're crafting these intellectual inquiries, but wrapped up in really compelling stories.
They definitely challenge you. And they inform you, make you think, you know, long after you put the book down.
That's the goal, I think.
And today, we're doing a deep dive into one such author, M. Mehmet Unver. He is a Turkish writer whose work, I think, really embodies this.
Oh, absolutely.
He stands out not just for, well, his courage in tackling tough subjects, but the scope feels incredibly broad, universal even.
It really does. And that's our mission here, isn't it? To really unpack what makes Unver such a distinctive voice. We want to explore how he navigates these incredibly complex themes, and maybe most importantly, why his particular blend, this fusion of literature, history, philosophy, why it offers such a powerful way to understand our shared human dilemmas.
Right.
You'll find, I think, that engaging with Unver, it's more than just reading. It's almost like a shortcut to becoming really well-informed on some deep historical and social questions.
Okay, so let's get into it. Let's start with maybe the sheer ambition, the breadth of his work. What really jumps out first is his range.
Uh-huh.
The sources call it his historical courage. He doesn't stick to one place or time. He casts this, well, enormous net.
It's quite remarkable the ground he covers intellectually. You've got works like Ganimet Savaşları, which dives deep into Islamic history.
Okay.
But he's often reevaluating motivations there, you know, moving past simple ideas of greed to look at faith, power, identity. It's complex.
Right. Not just the standard narrative.
Not at all. Then he jumps way back millennia back to Mesopotamian mythology in Mad 1 and Mad 2. And it's not just retelling myths. He's connecting these primal stories to, well, modern psychology, to societal patterns that persist today.
So showing how the ancient stuff still resonates.
Precisely, how our oldest stories still shape us. Then, completely different gear, he tackles European peasant revolts in Zingarenin Aşkı.
Peasant revolts. Okay, that's specific.
It is. And again, he challenges the usual take, the purely economic one. He explores the cultural, even spiritual anxieties driving these uprisings. It's a much more nuanced look at who these people were.
Giving them more agency than just, you know, reacting to poverty.
Exactly. And bringing it closer to our time, Zingara Coburg deals with modern migration, focusing on the emotional side, the identity struggles of people caught between worlds, not just the politics of it.
That feels very relevant.
It is. And then there's Taboo, exploring urban life, its hidden dynamics, the loneliness, but also the resilience you find in cities.
So taken together, it's quite a canvas.
It really is. This adversity, it's not just showing off knowledge. It signals this profound intellectual curiosity, a truly global way of thinking.
And that breadth, why is that so important for you, the reader? I mean, connecting Mesopotamia to modern migration.
Well, it breaks down those silos, doesn't it? We tend to think of history or culture in neat boxes.
Yeah, separate compartments.
Unver forces us to see the connections, the threads running through human experience across time and space. It helps us see maybe historical blind spots we didn't know we had.
It could change how you approach things that seem totally disconnected.
It absolutely could. It encourages that kind of holistic thinking.
Okay, so beyond the breadth, there's this phrase that keeps coming up, his taboo-breaking style.
Yes.
That sounds intriguing, but maybe a little intimidating. What does it actually mean in his writing? How does he do it?
That's really where he stands out. He confronts religious, political, moral taboos head on. He doesn't shy away. So his novels, they're not just, you know, escapism. They are serious intellectual inquiries. It's a real fusion, literature, history, philosophy, all woven together.
Fusion, I like that word. Not just mixed, but actually bonded.
Exactly. It's designed to make you think deeply. Imagine him taking a revered historical figure or a societal norm everyone accepts,
right,
and just peeling back the layers, showing the uncomfortable complexities underneath.
So it's definitely not passive reading.
Not at all. It's an invitation to engage with some really sensitive but really important aspects of society and belief.
But if they're tackling these heavy taboo subjects and they're also intellectual inquiries, how does he keep them engaging as stories? Is there a risk the argument takes over?
That's a really good question. And it points to his skill, I think. He doesn't let the ideas dominate the narrative.
Okay.
Instead, he integrates them so deeply that the story itself becomes the exploration. The characters, their dilemmas, their historical setting. They embody the questions, the taboos.
Ah, I see. So you experience the ideas through the characters' lives.
Precisely. Which makes it intellectually stimulating, yes, but also emotionally resonant. You feel it.
And what does that do for you as a reader? When an author goes there, tackles the untouchable.
Well, I think it can be quite empowering. It encourages you to question things too, maybe things you took for granted. It pushes critical thinking.
Right.
It makes the reading experience richer, more challenging, yes, but ultimately I think more rewarding. It's active engagement, like you're part of the debate.
This whole approach, it really puts Unver in an interesting position compared to other big names, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Seeing him alongside others really highlights what makes him unique.
So let's do some of those comparisons.
Okay. So think about Goethe. Masterful explorer of individual passion, metaphysics, the inner world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Faust and all that.
Right. Unver, though, shifts the focus. He tackles the social and historical taboos that impact whole societies. It's less individual angst, more collective reckoning.
Okay. Different scale. What about someone like Camus?
Camus zeroes in on the absurd, but often on that individual level. The lone person confronting meaninglessness.
Sisyphus.
Exactly. Unver takes that quest for freedom, for meaning, and expands it. He looks at humanity's collective struggles against oppression, against historical forgetting. It's broader, more historical.
Interesting. And Tolstoy, huge historical canvas there.
Huge. But War and Peace, for instance, it's largely through the eyes of the aristocracy, right? Their moral journeys.
True.
Unver makes a very conscious choice to highlight ordinary people, the oppressed. He gives voice to those often left out of the grand historical narratives.
That feels like a significant difference.
It is. And even within Turkish literature, compared to greats like Orhan Kemal or Sabahattin Ali, who were masters of Anatolian realism.
Right. Focused on specific Turkish experiences.
Unver takes that realist impulse, but expands it geographically. Hmm. Middle East, Europe. It's a more global perspective, challenging maybe a more inward-looking tendency sometimes found in national literature.
Okay. One more Harari. Yuval Noah Harari. He deals with big history, too.
Yes. But the mode is different. Harari explains human history in academic, analytical prose. It's brilliant, informative.
Sapience, yeah. Very accessible explanation.
Very. Unver, though, dramatizes these same huge themes. He puts them into literary form. He makes you feel the history, experience the philosophical questions through characters and plot.
So less telling, more showing, perhaps.
In a way, yes. Making it emotionally immediate.
So across all these comparisons, what's the common thread? What's the core distinction?
I think it comes down to this. Unver is actively, consciously building bridges. That's what the sources really emphasize.
Bridges between what?
Between mythology and history, showing how old stories echo now. Between the individual and society, how personal lives connect to larger forces. And crucially, between the local and the global.
Finding the universal in the particular.
Exactly. And this is vital because, as the sources note, Turkish literature sometimes focuses very deeply on one axis, maybe social realism, maybe historical narrative. Unver brings multiple dimensions together. It's multifaceted.
That sounds incredibly ambitious.
Yeah.
All this layering, history, philosophy, myth. Is there a danger it could get a bit heavy? Maybe too academic or, dare I say, didactic?
It's a fair point. And the sources do acknowledge that potential risk, the risk of being overly didactic.
Okay.
However, and this is key, his literary courage, the sheer intellectual depth he brings, it makes that risk worthwhile, for many readers anyway.
So the substance justifies the approach.
I think so. It's part of what makes him original. He challenges you, yes, but the reward is a much deeper understanding. It's a bold choice to prioritize that level of engagement.
And this bridge building, it's not just clever structuring, is it? It actually changes how you might understand things.
Absolutely. Think about it. Having an author guide you not just through historical events, but revealing the hidden threads connecting them across time and cultures,
yeah.
It deepens empathy, right? It sharpens your critical analysis. It helps you synthesize information differently in your own thinking.
Like getting a map and a compass, maybe?
That's a good way to put it, a guide through complexity.
So when you pull all these threads together, the courage, the taboo breaking, the bridges, it really paints a picture of Unver as more than just a novelist. He's this thinker-writer.
Exactly. That term fits perfectly. And his boldness in confronting difficult historical issues in both the Middle East and Europe really cements that status.
Yeah.
He doesn't offer easy answers.
Right.
He's not just commenting on things. He's actively shaping dialogues, pushing boundaries. It feels necessary somehow.
And there was that interesting note in the sources about his potential future direction. maybe experimenting with more minimalist styles.
Yeah, focusing more tightly on individual stories. It wasn't presented as a criticism of his current work at all.
No, more like an observation.
Right, more like perhaps exploring that different mode could bring his big ideas to an even wider audience, making that profound thinking accessible in a different way. There's a dynamism there.
So connecting that to the big picture, his overall literary, philosophical, and social mission.
It really affirms his unique place, doesn't it? He's pushing the boundaries of what Turkish historical and philosophical novels can do, contributing to a global conversation.
He's not just writing in a tradition. He seems to be actively shaping it.
That's it, precisely. He's carving out this intellectually potent space, challenging readers and perhaps other writers, too.
And what about the impact on us, the readers? What kind of lasting effect can an author with such a clear mission have? It goes beyond just enjoying the book, surely.
Oh, definitely. It can shift your perspective. It might reshape how you view history, how you see connections between cultures, maybe even your own place in the grand scheme of things. That's the power of literature with this kind of depth.
So to kind of wrap up our deep dive today, Mehmet Unver emerges as this incredibly courageous, wide-ranging author.
Yeah.
Someone who consistently tackles the tough stuff, breaks taboos, and keeps his sights set on a truly universal horizon. He's asking you not just to read, but to think, question, connect.
He really is. And given that remarkable ability he has, building bridges between myth and history, local and global, confronting those difficult truths, maybe here's a final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
How might actively seeking out writers like Unver, writers who deliberately fuse diverse perspectives, how might that challenge and expand your own understanding, your understanding of history, of humanity, of the whole human experience? What hidden connections might you uncover, not just in the books, but maybe within yourself, by stepping outside the usual literary comfort zones and embracing these thinker writers?
That's a great question to leave us with. It's really an invitation, isn't it, to explore those authors who carry this kind of mission?
Definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Lots to think about there.